have an in-studio guest. She brings a lot of power with her. Lucy Tiger, how are you?
I'm so good, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Oh, wonderful to have you here. So, by way of Australia?
Yes.
And?
Alabama.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
To Wisconsin.
That's right.
Oh, man. You're a world traveler.
I am at the moment.
So you're currently on the radio tour across the area?
Yes. We're into our third week. We're back home on Friday, which is good, but we've just done a huge, big circle of the states. So we sort of started going Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas. We had to dip down into Louisiana and then back into West Texas. And then we had to be in Oregon by Tuesday. So we kind of took the scenic route and went New Mexico, and we saw Monument Valley, and we went back down into Arizona, and then we had to go through Nevada and get up to Oregon, and then we had to get over to Idaho, and then we had to drive through Wyoming to get to South Dakota and then North Dakota, and then we got here.
That is crazy.
Yes.
Talking about seeing the country. So how long have you been in the U.S. then?
So I've been living here for almost a year.
Okay. So did you have some preconceived notions of what you might see when you went across the country?
Yeah, I suppose I did. Some places kind of I was like, oh, that's what South Dakota looks like. Okay. Or like, oh, that's what Wisconsin looks like. It was really cool to kind of actually see all the places, even if we're just like driving through. It's been great. And, you know, I like to say that there's, you know, so far I have seen no flyover states because everything is interesting to look at and the people that you meet are really nice. So it's been a great trip.
You're kind of a music veteran. You've been at this for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been. I've been releasing music since 2018, and I was so glad to be able to come up to Richland Center because you guys have played so many of my songs, and I feel like I know you guys already.
Yeah, likewise. So,
it's been great to be able to be here today.
Tell me about your brand new single.
So Everybody Knows Your Name is what it's called, and it is a pretty fun song. It's not about one person in particular, but it's more inspired by dating horror stories of my own and my friends. And it's also kind of a bit of a nod to the fact that when you live in a small town, as I'm sure everyone in this town knows, you find out about everything that's going on. You kind of find out about who is dating who and who is breaking up with who is cheating on who and with whom. And you kind of find out about all these things whether you want to or not.
Sounds like a country song, doesn't it?
Right? So it's all about that.
All right. Well, let's give it a spin. Lucy Tiger, here's the new one.
Store, saw you coming out that back door.
Rosie Tiger and Everybody Knows Your Name. As he used to say way back when, before your time at American Bandstand, it's got a good beat, we can dance to it, you know?
So excellent. That's the idea.
It's got a good beat. Oh, so awesome to have you. So let's talk a little bit about influences. Growing up in Sydney, were you influenced by Australian artists or American artists?
Not by many Australian artists, unfortunately. I used to listen to a lot of music that my parents listened to, which you do as a kid. And luckily, they had some pretty good taste. So they were listening to like the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd and lots of, you know, really great guys from the 70s, you know, Buzz Skaggs and James Taylor and the Rolling Stones and all that sort of stuff. And I just started really getting into that. And I really love that, especially the kind of Southern rock stuff. I got really into that. And then I do love American country. It's great. You know, I love Miranda Lambert and Lainey Wilson. And then, of course, like Whiskey Myers and Tyler Childers. That's sort of like not quite the kind of pop stuff. You know, I like the kind of slightly different stuff. It's really interesting. Good stories.
Tell me about Muscle Shoals, too, because that's a legendary place for music right there.
Oh, it is. And that was the whole thing, was that so many of my favorite albums are recorded there. And that's why I wanted to go there in the first place, to sort of see what it was like, this, you know, funny little kind of town in North Alabama. And, you know, I got there and it was really, really nice. You know, it's on the banks of a river, the Tennessee River. There's four little towns that are quite close to each other. And we now live in the town that is on the north side of the river called Florence. And on the south side is Muscle Shoals. And all the big studios are still there. You know, I recorded a lot of my stuff in Fame Studios, where Aretha Franklin recorded, where, you know, Dwayne Allman and Wilson Pickett recorded. I haven't recorded anything at Muscle Shoals Sound Studio, which is where the Rolling Stones did their stuff. But I have been there. And that's a pretty cool place as well.
Wow. I bet you can just feel the cool vibe when you walk in.
Oh, you can. You can. It's definitely very, very, you know, cool and interesting. You can, like, feel the history.
You brought your guitar. In fact,
I
you
did.
Have it in your lap. You're maybe going to play a song for us, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to sing for us?
Well, let me play for you guys Gasoline. So this is off my 2020 EP called Gasoline. And it was one of the first songs that I think it might have been the first song I recorded in the Shoals. And it actually went on to win the award for Best Country Blues Song of the Year in Australia in 2021.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you. I think it's pretty fun. I think you'll like it. Woke up this morning and this motel's getting me down. I praise the Lord that right now I'm checking out. Just gotta get this motor started. Just gotta
That's a great song.
Thank you.
Remember hearing that?
Oh, yeah.
And some tricky guitar work in there as
Thank you, yes. Well, Keith Richards is a big influence on me, so I learned how to play guitar a little bit like he does and use different tunings and stuff. And a lot of my songs, you know, it's a thing when you're a girl and you get up there and you play guitar and you're just playing like E chords. Everyone's like, okay. And then you kind of tune the guitar weird and all of a sudden you don't have to put any fingers down on the fretboard when you're playing. And people are like, oh my gosh, what's she doing now? And it's like, it's not just E chords.
So did you watch videos or did you just listen to records or how did you pick up the style?
Yeah, I would listen to it and I could, after listening to a lot of songs, I could tell that it was a different, he'd be playing the chord that I was playing on my guitar, but it sounded different. And I was like, well, how does it sound so different? You know, it's the same chord, but it's different sort of voicing is what they kind of call it in music. And then I saw him playing and I was like, he's got to have it in a different tuning, because instead of making like an E shape, he's just doing like that, and he's only putting down his fingers over an entire fret, and he's not doing anything else. And I was like, this is crazy. And so then I did a bit more research, and I figured it out, and I figured out how to do it.
Wow. So you're all self-taught then?
A little bit. I took some lessons when I was a kid, and they really helped. And yeah, I just sort of always just figured out how to do it and kept going.
Has Keith Urban opened the door for some Australian artists?
Look, I think it's definitely helpful because, you know, it's shown people that, you know, it can be done. And he's a great role model to follow because he's such a hard worker and he's just a really nice guy from what I understand. So I've not met him. I'm not related to him. But he's definitely, you know, helped pave the way to kind of show people that Australians, you know, are pretty cool and we can rock out too.
Absolutely. Joining us in the studio, Lucy Tiger on WRCO Radio. So good that you've brought along your father, Roy,
yeah.
Today. Yeah.
Kind of family business.
I was going to say, roadie and original guitar teacher, right?
Yes, that's it. Yep, he taught me the first, you know, few chords and I went from there.
Awesome. Have you been playing many shows?
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of shows down in Alabama. It's been really good. So the Shoals itself, where I live, is because they call the whole area where Muscle Shoals is just the Shoals. And it's very big with live music. So every night of the week, there will be multiple options for live music and really good ones too. So it's been great. And, you know, I've been playing a lot and I've been playing with a band as well, which is really good. And we hope to definitely take that band like on tour, you know, sometime soon, hopefully sooner rather than later. I would love that. But I get to play with some incredible people. I've got in the band playing bass, a guy called Jimbo Hart, who was Jason Isbell's old bass player. And also like a two-time Grammy winner. Sometimes I get to play with Gary Nichols, who's another Grammy winner, who replaced Chris Stapleton in the Steel Drivers. So it's great. It's a great place to be.
And you've had some collaborations with your writing too, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of co-writing recently. In fact, I've been writing a lot with a guy called Mark Narmor. And if you're a big country music fan, you might know a couple of the songs that he's written, like Moon Over Georgia. And that's what I love about Sundays. So he is, he's great.
Awesome. So that kind of gets you going in the right direction. How does it
Definitely.
Go? So you like to start a song and they finish or how does it work?
Generally, we come into the room and someone might have an idea. They might have like a line for a chorus or they might have just like a concept for a song. We just kind of work at it from there. And we usually always come up with a pretty good one.
You've got a song to sing for us. In fact, I think we played this one earlier this year.
Yes.
Is this
yes.
also from the new set that you're putting out?
Yep. So this one, I'll play Hummingbird for you guys. This will be on the next album, Greetings from Muscle Shoals, and that will be out next month on September 27th. And I'll make sure to send a few copies up to you guys.
I hope so. How can people get a hold of your music?
Well, you can find me on social media at Lucy Tiger Music, and that is Lucy spelled L-U-C-I-E. And Tiger spelled just like the animal. It is my middle name, for real.
Is it really?
It really is.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep,
it's not a stage name. It is my real name. And you can also download my music and buy merch and stuff on my website, which is lucytigermusic.com.
If you have a middle name as Tiger, that you're bound for greatness, I think, aren't you?
Well, I think you're bound for something.
All right. Take it away, Lucy.
See nowhere to go, but all I know is I gotta get going now. I think you'll see when you see me coming. Two-lane blacktop engine, I'm got the stereo turned up all the way. Gotta let them know I'm coming round a day. Oh, all this street bird wants is to fly away. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the line. Truth. It's been said a million times, that's 'cause it's true. It's all I need when I wanna let loose. And maybe some 90 proof, you slide on my bad side, baby. You find yourself in my songs one day. I won't hold back, I'm gonna die. I ain't gonna tell no lies. Oh, all this street bird wants is to fly away. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the line. We can sing the blues another day. Come on, baby, let's fly away. We can sing the blues another day. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the long way every time. Just wanna run my songs, make you feel something. Gonna aim for a heartstring. I'm on the shore, just one thing. I'm gonna make that hummingbird sing.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
A familiar song, indeed. Yeah. Nice job, Hummingbird. Welcome back to the WRCO studios. Lucy Tiger is in the studio with us today by way of Sydney, Australia, and Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Some pretty renowned towns there, I would say.
It's been quite a journey. It's been good.
So let's talk a little bit about the treat you brought for us.
Oh, yeah.
These Dairy Milk Caramello Koala.
They're so good. Okay, so those ones, there are some Australian things that you can get on Amazon or like in stores in like the international aisle, like Tim Tams, which are also good. But Caramello Koalas, I think, are like some of the best. Yeah. They're chocolate, they've got caramel on the inside, and they're in the shape of little koala bears.
Yeah. I can't read the nutrition information, though.
You don't need that.
Oh, okay.
You don't need that.
I think that's metric, so it doesn't mean
it anything. Doesn't, yeah, no, yeah. It doesn't matter. They don't calculate.
Uh-huh. The equivalent of a glass and a half of full cream milk in every 200 grams of Cadbury Dairy Milk milk chocolate.
So it's good for you.
So we can't get these in the country, in the U.S., though.
I think sometimes, every now and then, Amazon has them, but we brought a whole heap over from Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now here's another question for you. Did you bring Vegemite?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
All right.
We love Vegemite. We love it. I love it. It's great.
I had never tried it. There was another Australian artist that came through some years ago, and we tried it, and I actually liked it.
It's good.
Yeah. It was kind of salty, as I remember.
Yes. And it's really good for you, too. It's got lots of B vitamins in it.
Does it?
Yes.
What is Vegemite made out of?
Yeast.
Yeast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they go from like a yeast plant to like a black spread that you put on toast, but it tastes great.
Uh-huh. Popularized in the Men at Work song.
Oh, yes.
Down Under, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff there. And you probably get asked about Olivia Newton-John from time to time.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely, she definitely kind of holds the torch for Australia, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. You sound like her when you're talking a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
But you told me you've got kind of a, now you've got kind of a Australian Alabama thing going on.
Yes. Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I love to have a chat. And everyone is always so nice. And everyone in the South is, of course, very nice. But every now and then, I just got to get like in and out of Walmart. Like quickly, or I want to go like through the drive-through, and they're so sweet. Every time they hear me talk, they're like, "Where are you from?" And so then I got to have a conversation. Oh, so what are you doing here? How long have you been here? Oh, where you live? Oh, you're just around the corner from my cousin. And I'm just, and it's so sweet and so nice. But every now and then, I'm just like, "Hey, girl, where are you Band-Aids?" Because I just want to get like in and out.
So you're trying to talk like them, just disguise yourself.
Disguise.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So what are you going to sing for us before you hit the road today?
Yeah, let me play one more for you.
All right.
It's called Found My Home. And it was the first song that we, the first big song that we sort of sent to, kind of, or maybe the second one. I think it was the second one, actually, that we sent to country radio. And it was inspired by a trip that I took with my mom. And we went to Nashville. We went to Muscle Shoals. We went to Memphis. We went down to Clarksdale, Mississippi. And it was a fantastic trip. And I realized at the end of the trip, I was like, I think I found where I want to live. And it's in Alabama. So this is Found My Home. Well, I'm heading out of Nashville, ran out of my gas bill, took the old highway, it's my kind of Monday, heading for the state line. Cross the river on the 43 to the Pet Cemetery, found fame and Florence, found and you don't wanna leave this funny old.
Lucy Tiger live. All right.
Thank you.
Good stuff. If you could handpick an artist that's out there right now to do a duet, is there someone that you would choose?
Ooh, I'd love to do one with Miranda Lambert. That'd be so cool.
While you were singing that, I was thinking that. I really was.
We could do like a rerun of like Something Bad.
Oh,
wouldn't that
absolutely.
Be cool?
Absolutely. It'd be good. Well, we'll play that if you release that. That'll be great. So.
Heck yeah.
Well, safe travels to you.
Thank you so much, Phil.
So nice to meet you in person.
It.
You bet.
It was so great.
Lucy Tiger live in the studio with us. Thanks to Grassroots Promotions for sending her by us today.